That is a walk-off win for Nicholas Castellanos after an intentional walk by Alec Bohm. First walk-off I have been in attendance for that I remember, because maybe I was when I was really little, but I remember those type of games. So we were in the car. Me and Day Game Cleveland went to the ball game last time me and Day Game Cleveland went to a game. We got the Michael Lorenzen no-hitter, and this time we get a walk-off. I think we're pretty lucky.
Yeah, this is some serious luck. I don't know how the heck this is happening, but it's pretty cool.
It's really nice. It's really great to be able to get some wins, especially when you're down at the ballpark in a really good crowd down there. 40,000 at the ballpark today. Just beautiful. It was windy. It was definitely windy. And the flags were showing that. You could definitely see that the flags were whipping back and forth. And just a good baseball game for the Phils that... Most games I feel like I'm going to really get mad and maybe do some things I shouldn't be doing and throw some things at a wall. But no, we played decent baseball. Turnbull wasn't great, but, you know, what's your takes?
Turnbull, not great. Schwarber had an amazing game. Two walks, three
Schwarber.
Hits with a homer.
Keep my Schwarbaum streak going, by the way. Back-to-back games that I've been at, Schwarbaum.
Harper is a big question mark for me. I don't understand how he had a 3-home run game in the middle of this slump.
He'll be fine though. He'll be fine.
I don't know how the heck he did what he did.
A couple of his swings were really off. Like what did he? He came up in the ninth, right? He was the one who struck out.
He swung on a pitch
that was like down and away. I don't know what he was doing there.
He swung and missed at a pitch that was in the dirt enough for runners to advance. So. Not a great look there. Nick, of course, with the walk-off, although...
It's a rocket. It was a rocket. All I had to do was look at the center fielder. I thought it was Sawinski playing center, but was Brian Reynolds in left or not?
Yes, and Sawinski wasn't center.
That's what I thought, because I was like, that's not Reynolds. But anyway, it was a rocket to center. All I had to do was look at him that he lost his footing. And
with that walk-off, they intentionally walked Alec Bohm to get to Nick Castellanos, which isn't... a particularly bad move in my mind, but it was still pretty cool. Kevin was really depressed and thought the Phillies were going to lose when they...
Okay. We're both not really optimist when it comes to Phillies games. We're not.
True. Absolutely true.
We're both not, but yes, I did think... I sat down like, oh, come on, because what am I supposed to expect? That's all he's done. He's really been very poor. And that was my question before the game that I was going to ask you on the podcast. Like, what do you think with this? Like, Castellanos is just not there. And I know he's the center of attention today. But his swings are so not there.
He's got to figure it out. But hopefully today is that slump buster, because he performed pretty well today. 2-for-5,
now, again,
that's
if the outfield's not playing how shallow he was, maybe that's an out. But they're playing for the...
And he also
situation.
Had a great catch at the wall, too. Like, his defense was on
that.
Point.
I didn't really see it because of our angle. We had to kind of bend in for that catch to be made. And it was really the Phillies bullpen that won this game for them.
Yeah.
Unbelievable from the bullpen. And who were the pitchers for the bullpen?
So, notably, Strom went 2 innings and 5 strikeouts, and the other out
was... We were in the ice cream line for that entire thing. That ice cream line was incredibly long.
Yep.
Incredibly long.
And then Soto came in, one hit, one walk, but got out of the inning. Alvarado, shutout baseball. Jeff Hoffman, shutout baseball for the 8th and 9th, respectively.
That's huge. When the big guns are in the game, it looks... And giving Marte a day, thank God, because he needed it. And Brandon Marsh, Bryson Stott didn't play.
Yeah, they should have played all game, but... Well, Stott should have played. Marsh is still a question mark for me, only because of his split. They need to give him time, though.
But Stott, this is where I disagree slightly. Marsh should be playing over Stott in this situation. He's the best hitter they have right now.
He's literally the
best hitter they have right now, and Stott really hasn't been hitting it all that well.
True.
Like, he should be Marsh playing every day, especially he's batting 356 or something. It's probably gone down now, but when it was showed on the board, it was three. It was in the
318 right now. Okay, so with a 954 OPS.
That's still really, that's really, really good. Really good. And Stott, is that Stott on there? Stott's on there?
Stott is 217 with 606 OPS.
Well, one more quick thing, and then we'll wrap this thing up. So Flyers win today. Phillies win today. All the teams that Caleb likes won today. The Twins won today. He likes the Twins.
Twins got a double header, and they won the first game in 12 and the second game in 9.
Did the Marlins win? Did the Marlins win? Pull it up quickly.
Yeah,
The Royals won today. The Mets lost. Everything was going well. I don't think the Astros won. That's kind of depressing. But did the Marlins win?
Marlins won!
Marlins won! Yes! Everyone won. Good game. Good day for the every baseball team, every Philly, the Flyers, Philadelphia. We're in a good spot. Game. Any last little points here?
Just so we're clear, the Marlins were playing the Braves, so yes. The Braves lost. That's the more important thing there.
Marlins won. Any last things for the game?
Brian Reynolds is a Philly killer, but let's go Nick and Phillies.
Tomorrow the Phillies will play at 1:35, trying to get the series win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. They have a 62.0% chance to win by ESPN Analytics. Mitch Keller will go for the Pirates. He's 1-1 with a 5.29 ERA. And Zach Wheeler will go for the Phillies. He is 0-2 with a 1.89 ERA. Phillies just cannot score runs for Zach Wheeler, but hopefully that changes tomorrow. Phillies with a record of 8-7. I'm Kevin Flannery and Day Game Cleveland signing off.